listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's look at Joel chapter 3, verse 4, and talk about the logic of judgment. Here's our verse for today, Joel chapter 3, verse 4. Indeed, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coasts of Philistia? Will you retaliate against me? But if you retaliate against me, swiftly and speedily I will return your retaliation upon your own head. The final chapter of the brief book of Joel begins with severe warnings of judgment, and it ends with a beautiful promise of restoration. Speaking to the nations, God asked this question, "Will you retaliate against me?" God virtually challenged the nations to come against him or his people. He vowed to return your retaliation upon your own head to those who came against him or his people. He promises to give back in judgment just what the nations gave to God and to his people. It's very logical. In judgment, you get back what you deserve. It's just retaliation upon your own head, to use the phrase from Joel chapter 3, verse 4. Judgment is about the only aspect of God's plan of the ages that is plainly logical. The grace and mercy of God is not plainly logical. Salvation by grace through faith is not plainly logical. The high standing and destiny of the believer in Jesus Christ is not plainly logical. Judgment, God simply giving those who reject him what they deserve, that is plainly logical. It's as if God says to the wicked, "You rejected the saving logic of heaven, so I will give you the plain logic of earth. You will receive what you deserve before the holy court of my justice." Therefore, though the prophet Joel, or through the prophet Joel, God warned the nations that mistreated his ancient people, this is what he said to them, "I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the people of Judah." The nations treated God's people with contempt, and they had no sense of their worth. Therefore, God would repay them with the contempt that they put upon his people, vowing to return your retaliation upon your own head. As we look at the world today and through history, we see that it is always a losing proposition to persecute the people of God. Though we are rightly distressed at religious persecution around the world today, we can take comfort in the fact that the persecutors ultimately always lose. The old Puritan preacher John Trapp details the horrors that befell the 10 emperors of the Roman Empire that persecuted Christians. Emperor Nero lost 30,000 of his subjects by pestilence. He had his armies utterly defeated in Britain. He suffered a revolution in Armenia and was so hated by the senators of Rome that they forced him to kill himself. Emperor Domitian was butchered by his own soldiers. Emperor Trajan died of a foul disease. Emperor Severus died miserably on a military campaign in Britain. Emperor Maximus was cut in pieces together with his own son. Emperor Decius died as an exile in a far country. Emperor Valerian was whipped to death by the king of Persia who captured him. Emperor Aurelian was killed by his own soldiers. Emperor Diocletian poisoned himself, and Emperor Maximum hanged himself. You see, you can't step on the smallest toe of the mystical body of Jesus Christ without the head, Jesus Christ himself, asking, "Why have you hurt me?" All in all, it shows the logic of judgment. Since Jesus is one with his people, if someone strikes out against his people, that one has struck against Jesus. Paul found this out on the road to Damascus when Jesus asked him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" That's in Acts chapter 9, verse 4. It's better to choose the ill logic of God's grace, forgiveness, and mercy. Joel brings us back to a hint of all this at the end of the chapter. He says this, "And it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Acacias. You see, it isn't logical that God should so lavishly restore and bless his land and his people. But we like the illogic of grace and mercy over the logic of judgment. So, thank him for it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.